ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
God will deliver us from not being aware. I need a bigger amen than that. That is dangerous for us not to be aware. And lots of believers are not aware. We are not aware. So, God is saying, you cannot follow their advice. You cannot follow their plan. You cannot follow their purposes. Praise the Lord. It says, nor stands. Again, there is a standing. In fact, when I was going through the dictionary, it was interesting to me that the walk, the stand, the sit had like 40 different meanings. And I was like, wow. Standing, sitting, walking had like 40 different definitions. It was amazing because I would have just thought stand is stand, sit is sit, walk is walk. What is all the other, you know, whatever that is said. Okay, so in standing also, it is literal, and figurative. Where are you abiding? Where are you dwelling? Where are you abiding? Where are you dwelling? Where are you present? You know, when you go to school, I don't think they do it now. In my own school at that time, when they are reading, back in the days, when they call your name, you say present, sir. Abi? So where are you present? Where are you present? Praise the Lord. Where are you present? And it says here, nor stands, submissive and inactive. And that is something that, you know, that, I don't know how to put it. It's something that is so worrisome to me. Because as believers, you know, Bible says, follow peace with all men. As much as lies in within you, live at peace with all men. So because we want to live at peace with men, most of the time, we are just inactive. They are doing bad though. They are saying, hey, but I did not participate, but you were there. Praise the Lord. You were there. Hey, I was not the one, but you were there. You say, I did not want to, there's a word we use, I did not want to rock the boat. Yes. Say, you did not want to rock the boat. So because you did not want to rock the boat, they were doing evil though. You just kept quiet. Praise the Lord. He says, submissive and inactive. And we know they say that silence means what? Consent. Have you seen people that have been, in fact, I read quite a, I don't know what I was reading, I read stories of how, okay, yeah, House on the Rock, they were giving testimonies, and one man talked of how he ended up in jail. He was just in a company of friends, and I don't know whether they said they pushed one elderly man and the man died. Long story short, cut short. They carried everybody. He was not the one that pushed the man. Mm-mm. He just happened to be there. Praise the Lord. So where are you present? Where are you present? Where are you standing? Like I said, that is a very, for me, I'm not an activist, but you know, because I see that happen a lot. We're somewhere, we just keep quiet. You say, I did not want to rock the boat. I did not want to. And we keep quiet. We feel that once we are quiet or we are not actively involved, then that is an excuse or that, you know, whatever. English has gone off my head now. That absolves you of any responsibility. Yes, praise the Lord. It does not. Once you are there, you are there. Where are you abiding? Where are you dwelling? Where are you present? They call in church. If they call your name, are you there? If they call the name in the club on Friday, are you there? So they call your name, say, Ade Olowo Jaba Club, whatever. You say present. It's a present. You say, it was just drinks after work. It's Friday evening. What do they call those things? Friday TGIF. Mm-hmm. You say, it's just TGIF. You're supposed to be in church. You say, it's TGIF, so they call your name in church. Adeolojo, he's nowhere to be found. May that not be our portion. Eh? TGIF. It says TGIF. Praise the Lord. Psalm 17, verse 4. God is so particular. Honestly, God is particular. You know, but a lot of times, these are not things that we pay attention to. We just think, let's just rock this life. Just rock it. YOLO, only one life. Let's just leave it. Praise the Lord. It says, concerning the works of men, 17:4, concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the path of the destroyer. Because he's talking about path here. He's talking about path. Praise God. Proverbs 4 and verse 14. Proverbs 4, verse 14. It says, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. See, walk in there again. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Praise God. So that is God's, admonition to us. Don't enter the path of. There's a path. Bible says that Jesus said there's a road that seems right, but the end thereof is the way of death. So, there is a path. There's a path. And God is saying this evening, don't enter that path. Don't enter the path. In the path where sinners walk. There's a path that sinners walk. Don't enter it. Praise God. And he says, nor sit down where there's comfort to relax. In fact, Amplified says to relax and rest. To relax. You say, I was just sitting down. I was just taking, relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. And do you know that in church there are mockers? In church there are plenty mockers. You say, what is mocking? Just making, just scornful, just making mouth arts, scoffing people. It says, don't sit down there where they are talking about people. You know, in these days of social media, that people are talking. One pastor is doing this, one pastor is. For some of us, in fact, I accosted somebody. I saw one something on Facebook. And you know, Facebook will show you liked by. And that thing, I quickly called. In fact, Joseph is laughing. I called him. I said, please come here. I saw that you like. He said, no, it's not me. I said, it better not be you. You cannot like it. How can you like it? No, you can't like it. There were two people I knew. I called the second person too. I said, you can't do it. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful. There's a lot of mockery going on in church. You say, we have to be careful. Sincerely, we really have to be careful. Yes, social media has made it possible for everybody to be talking. Abi? Now you get your mouth, talk what you want to talk. But as believers, you cannot talk anyhow. You cannot run your mouth. Praise God. So he says you don't sit. You don't sit. And that sitting, actually, he's saying that it is specifically as judge. As judge. You are sitting as judge over some people in an assembly. So it's just not sitting by yourself. No. There are people, and it's like, I'm just... It's comfortable, see, that man, my pastor is chopping all our money. That one, saying, that's it. And God is saying, don't sit there. Don't sit where the scornful and the mockers gather. Don't be found there. Don't. Am I saying that all men are saints? Of course not now. Not everybody. No, we are not saints. All of us are sinners that God has just saved. And we're on the way walking, to perfection. But it says, don't sit where the scornful and the monkey say, we do that a lot now. In fact, Yoruba people know how to do that thing. Say, Ogara Ali. See. We do that a lot. We know how to scorn, how to make mockery of people. Jesus is saying today, don't be found there. Don't be found there. Psalm 26. Psalm 26, verse 4 to 5. And these are things that we must, you know, as we begin the year, these are things that you, there are quite a number of things as believers that we just, you know, take lightly. We just think, no big deal. No, that's a big deal. It says, I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. It says, I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals. I have not. He's saying, I have not. Oh, Father, see me, I have not. He says, nor will I go. So sat is past tense. I will not. Going forward. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. So he differentiates between idolatrous mortals and the wicked. He says, I will not be found there. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to still talk more about all this social media stuff. Like I said, it's not as if man is infallible. No. But please, as a child of God, do not be found in the places, and I'm going to tell you, you are my own. They are abusing men of God. They are talking about them. They are washing them. Pack your shoe and do what? And run. Please. It is not in your... God has not given you, you are not the secretary of God to be judging, to be... No, it's not. It's not. We are spiritual beings. We should understand how the spirit works. Praise the Lord. We are spiritual beings. Yes, you are physical. But you are first of all a spiritual being. And it behoves you to know how that your family, how things work in that family. Praise the Lord. A lot of us don't know how those things work. But please, from today, begin to seek it out. If you are doing right, the Holy Spirit will tell you now. Huh? If it's wrong, the Holy Spirit will also tell you. But I'm just giving you that tip. When they are abusing men of God, just gently gather yourself and leave the place. Praise the Lord. If you feel there are people that you cannot talk to stop doing it. Because some people you can tell them, you say, sister, don't do that. If you feel that there are people you can't talk to, just gather yourself and leave. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Jeremiah 15:17. It says, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers. Can you see? I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers. For did I rejoice? I'm going to read, but that's the first, that first part is what? I sat alone because of your, I can't see this. Because of what? Okay, because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. He says, I did not sit in the assembly of mockers. Praise God. So we cannot afford to sit in the assembly of mockers. We cannot afford to sit as judge over people. Praise God. I said that our friends and associates can have a profound influence on us. Often in very subtle ways. You know, 1 Corinthians 15:33 talks about evil communication corrupting good manners. And sometimes we feel that we are strong. You know, says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. We feel that we are strong. Say, can't pull me down. And that's the thing with the TGIF I said. Say, it's just, after work, we're just going to relax, you know, and then people have become social drinking, they have become alcoholics from there, and you know, I remember some years back, there was a particular couple that, in fact, they were coming to see pastor because the man started from the social, you know, let's go. I was not getting contracts because they would say, come on, let's talk over drinks, and then he began in fact, he would not get home until 3 a.m. in the morning. Then he became wahala. He now became a regular drinker from being a social drinker. But so many times we feel that no, it's just it's not harmful. Praise God. So we have to be careful. It is easier for bad to draw you down than for good to lift people up. Praise God. So we must take note of that. If we insist on friendships with those who mock what God considers important, we might sin by becoming indifferent to God's will. And that's what happens. And that's why even, like I said, silence is consent. By the time you sit somewhere, they're doing something. It's not agreeing with you, but you're not saying anything. You're just saying, yeah, but I didn't contribute to it. By the time you come back tomorrow, they're just wearing down your defenses. Until it doesn't just become, you say, hey, there's nothing wrong with it now. Uh-huh. Praise God. So we have to be careful. We really, really have to be careful. Question, do your friends build up your faith or do they tear it down? And let me tell you, it's not unbelievers alone. We have people who are believers and they are tearing down your faith. They say, believe God, and spirit coco. Even for that small thing, you are believing God. Well, you better just go out and go and buy. So it doesn't have to be unbelievers. Say, are your friends building up your faith or are they tearing it down? You need to ask yourself in this new year, if they are tearing your faith down, you need to excuse yourself from that company. Praise God. They say, who are the people you enjoy being with? Yes, I know that we like fun. So it's, this person is bubbly. This person is, who are the people you enjoy being with? Do they honor God and his word or do they make light of it? Do they honor God and his word? Or do they make light of it? What are the people you enjoy being with? When we gather, I went for a conference some years back, a women's conference, and the woman, the convener of the conference, was talking about how it was strange to me, how when we are talking as believers, God should be happy in heaven because we should be conversing, our conversation should be holy, it was my first time of hearing such. But it stuck with me. He says, if you were gathered together as believers in a place and we're conversing, will God be happy about what we're talking about? Or we will just, and sometimes we gather as believers, we just talk, joke, and then everybody just get up and go. And that's it. Do our conversations, do they honor God? He says, this friend that you enjoy being with, does the person honor God and his word? Or do they make light of it? Do they make light of it? We need to ask ourselves the question, who is that person that you like to be with? When you gather, what do you talk about? What do you talk about? What do you do when you meet? It says, in these days of wanting to belong, and that's it, everybody wants to belong. I shall belong. Instagram, everybody wants to belong. We don't want to confront or criticize for wrong speech, wrong plans, or wrong actions. In these days of everybody wanting to belong. And I said about Facebook. If Facebook has become, everybody can talk. Now you get your mouth. See if you say anything where you like. No. So, we're afraid to, to confront or criticize. The Bible talks about speaking the truth in love. Even in church, speaking the truth in love. Somebody is saying something, and you know that this thing that you're saying is not. It's all right now. It's not. Call. You remember in Acts, they said some people were preaching, and they said they called them aside. I said, which one are you preaching? Jesus has come and has gone. And you're still preaching the baptism of John. No. Call your brother aside and say, this thing that you are doing, you are talking about, is all right. Let us, We should speak the truth in love. Praise God. We need to stand up and speak up for what is right. Speak the truth in love. Speak up for what is right. Silence means consent. And like I said, a lot of believers, it's not that we do, but we just find a way to, excuse ourselves. We don't want to stir the hornet's nest. We just find a way to excuse ourselves. Praise God. Don't be afraid to be different. I didn't say be can't take care of, that's English word. That's always jaw breaking. No, Don't be the one that is fighting everywhere. But let them know that I am a believer. I am a Christian. This one. Praise God. Be bold and courageous. And I tell you, Joshua 1, 6 to 7, that scripture too has been ringing in my mind. Like I said, if you want to be a believer, be a believer. If you want to be an unbeliever, be, like Pastor would say, be a chronic unbeliever. But if you're a believer, let us know that you're a believer. Praise God. But if you're a believer, Joshua 1, 6 to 7, it says, be strong and of good courage. That has been my match. You know, it keeps coming. You need to be strong and of good courage. There's no how you want to do it. Verse 7 again says, only be strong and very courageous. For you to be a believer, you have to be courageous. There's no two ways about it. You need to be bold and courageous. You have to be strong and courageous. There are no two ways about it. You cannot afford to be how do they call those things? Those things are hide. You hide inside. That you just... You're not a chameleon, but some of us actually behave like a chameleon. How many of us know a chameleon? You know, chameleon just takes on the color of wherever it is that he finds himself. If it's green here, chameleon is green. If it is brown here, chameleon is brown. Any color, you just blend. Praise God. You can't afford to blend. You can't afford to blend. 2 Peter 1:5. 2 Peter 1:5. New Living Translation, please. New Living Translation, 2 Peter 1:5. God demands moral excellence from us. Moral excellence. It says, in view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral. You know, we have, when we are talking of the society, our society has, the morals are not good. Even us believers, there are no morals now. You don't have morals, even in the house of God. But it says, supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. God demands moral excellence from us. There are no two ways about it. Yes, it is the season of grace. It is the... We're in the era of grace. It's grace, it's grace, it's grace. Thank God for grace. But God demands moral excellence from us. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let's rise this evening and just, you know, begin to speak to God. Just rise and begin to say. I said, particularly, I want you to pray, what is the particular course of life that you are pursuing? What's the particular course of life? What's the particular course of life that you are pursuing? Are you aware of that course of life? Or is it that it has just happened? You know, like you just happened to find yourself there. In this year of rich fulfillment, these are things that we need to, you know, be aware of. Take note of. Take note of. Help me, Lord, to become aware of who I am, of what I am doing. A lot of the times, we are not aware of who I am, of what I am doing, of where I am going. Help me, O God, to become aware. To become fully aware of your grace on my life. To become fully aware of your giftings. To become fully aware of who I am in you. Help me, Father God, to become aware.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,